This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 176 for Monday, December 9th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market extended its rally on Monday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were higher to start the day, while Chicago soy oil was lower. Crude oil gained more than $1 US per barrel due to Middle East tensions and new stimulus to kickstart the Chinese economy. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract was up $9.70 per ton at $618.70, while the March contract was up $9.90 per ton at $627.50. In the United States, corn and wheat were making gains while soybeans were lower. Ahead of Tuesday's World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the trade estimated 2024-25 U.S. corn carryout to be cut 32 million bushels at 1.906 billion, still 8% above the previous year. World corn ending stocks would be 303.6 million tons, down from last month's estimate of 304.14 million. The U.S. shipped 1.05 million tons of corn for export during the week ended December 5th, up 10.6% from last year. Inspections since September 1st have totaled 12.133 million tons, up nearly 32% from last year and a six-week year high. Indonesia will import 900,000 tons of food-grade corn in 2025 for industrial use. The March corn contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.42. The trade anticipates a 1 million bushel cut to 2024-25 U.S. soybean carryout at 469 million bushels. Meanwhile, world soybean ending stocks would be 132.8 million tons, above the November estimate of 131.74 million, and up 18% from last year. The USDA said 1.622 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped last week, up 62% from the previous week. Marketing year-to-date shipments totaled 23.438 million tons, up 18.6% from last year. Ag Rural reported Brazil's soybean crop was 95% planted as of Thursday, up 4 points from last year. The January soybean contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.90. The trade estimated U.S. wheat carryout to be at 815 million bushels, the same as the USDA's November estimate and up from 696 million in 2023-24. Meanwhile, global wheat ending stocks would be 257.7 million tons, up 130,000 from November, but down from 266.25 million last year. 226,513 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export last week, down 24.1% from the previous week. Year-to-date shipments since June are at 11.217 million tons, up 30% from last year. The French soft wheat crop is 96% planted, up 3 points from the week prior, and up 9 points from last year. Argus Media raised its Ukrainian wheat production estimate by 1.3 million tons at 23.7 million. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.59. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel, also at $5.59. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, December 9th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.